This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
From Fox 4, the Kansas City Chiefs are going for history, but it may be harder for some local shops to capitalize off a potential win.
Oh, come on.
Says Greg Moore, the president over at Charlie Hustle, we're a storytelling brand, right? And the biggest story right now is the Chiefs have a chance to make history and win three Super Bowls in a row. Unheard of. But.
Enter Pat Riley.
Yep. The former L.A. Lakers coach and now the president of the Miami Heat back in the 80s, trademarked, got a patent for the term three-peat, even though the Lakers never three-peated.
Decades ago. And
at least
one professional team paid him, what was it, $250,000 for the use of that term?
That was the Bulls back in the 90s.
Mm-hmm. The guy's brilliant. He's brilliant for trademarking.
Did you say the amount?
It was $250,000, wasn't it?
Just over that, yeah.
He was brilliant to do it. He owns it.
Yep.
To the victor go the spoils.
So I did not know this. This would not be, if the Chiefs win and three-peat, the first time that Charlie Hustle has run into this issue. In fact, it was last year when the Chiefs were going for a back-to-back Super Bowl win that you started seeing shirts that said, run it back. Unbeknownst to Charlie Hustle, that was also trademarked and patented. Those shirts were given out for free because they weren't allowed to make a profit.
I didn't get one.
Can we come up with something similar, like
Patrick
the Pete?
Hey, that's mine.
Au trois.
It's a good one.
The what?
The Pete au trois. We'll just make it French and move the words around.
Like a manat.
No, the Pete Dan au trois.
Nobody speaks French in this city.
Well, we can't say.
But it is in New Orleans.
Fair point.
The thrice champs.
Oh, Pete.
Thrice O'Pete. I like it.
Just put three straight on it, on your shirt. Three
back
straight.
To back to back.
Does not have the same ring to it. And Pat Riley knew that. Knew it.
Just put 3X on
the
there.
The Lakers never won three in a row.
It doesn't matter. He trademarked it.
Okay.
Brilliant.
And has kept that trademark up for 50 years.
Does he have to pay on that every single year?
But it's like
every
$6.
Huh.
You have to keep if you have a domain, you have to keep it. And if you have that trademark or patent, you have to keep it.
Don't you have to refile every decade?
I think it's every, I don't know. I haven't hit a decade. I do have I trademarked a couple of things. I have not had to re-up those that I know of.
Okay.
Is your domain still for sale?
I bought someone blanking by my house.com and someone buy my blankinghouse.com.
Oh, you have both?
To cover my bases.
Is it still up?
Yeah, they're still mine. I'll sell it to you for $250,000.
I'm not looking to sell my house.
Tell me right now, if somebody badly wants to sell their house, I think it's a marketing genius tool. I will consider all reasonable offers. I paid $5 for each one of them, and I will start the bidding at $250.
Okay. No.
$2.50?
No, higher, higher.
If you put three-peat into the Google Translator, it comes out to tres turba.
Tres Turba.
Get out.
Turba. I like it. I like it a lot.
Hang on. I had to press and hold to prove that I'm not a bot to get onto your little website. And sure as hell, there it is.
There it is. It says, and what it will say is someone owns that. But there are brokers out there, and they will say, but for a price, we are willing to negotiate with the owner of that to see if you would like it.
Well, I like it, but I'm not buying it.
It is still a direct link to your old home.
Yes, that is correct.
I should probably take the link down.
I would think that we probably need to take that down, just for the new owners. Price unknown.
Poor people.
Did I tell you the other day, speaking of new owners, my mom sent me a link that my parents' house, the one I spent, I don't know, the last few years of my life in before I went off to college, is on the market. Okay? So she sent me the link to their house that is now for sale.
This is not the one by the train tracks.
No, this is the other one. There is something very odd about seeing your house on the market that you have not lived in. And like, I was like, oh my God, that's our house. But it's not our house. But when the Zillow listing popped up, I was like, that's our house. And then I looked today.
Was it weird to see it?
It was so weird.
Did you look inside?
There was one photo, exterior only. I was dying to look inside.
Yeah.
But I sent it to all my children, and they were like, oh, we grew up in that house. And I looked today, and it's now off market. I don't know if they pulled it or if someone, like, I don't know what's going on.
My childhood home has been flipped 3 times since we sold it. And every time, you know, it's flipped. So there's tons of pictures of the inside.
Yeah.
It doesn't even look like it used to.
I've always been told, just remember it how you remember it, because if you go back, it's not the same.
Well, I must confess, I won't say where on Knoll, but for 11 years I lived on Knoll in Ropo, and I have from time to time driven by.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been in
we
the house.
We knocked on the door?
No, I didn't knock on the door. But, you know, I know the lady that now owns that house because she worked with Sarah for a little while. And that was kind of weird. She has done incredible work on the inside. But I won't say where in Lansing we live for a time. But I have driven by the old Lansing house. And it still looks the same.
Don't you want to go in?
But I'm very judgmental about the landscaping.
You leave a note that says, when are you going to mow?
Don't do that.
I mean, are you going up and checking their faucets?
No, he's not.
Their external bibs?
No, that's on them.
I will tell you, my father has told me again and again and again, when he was like 8 years old.
Just remember it the way you remember
He buried a little cigar tin. Cigars used to come in those little, you know, tins. He said he got an old cigar tin or cigarette tin.
So did cigarettes too, yeah.
And put some army men. He put a map. He put he just trinkets. A little time capsule. And he buried it at the foot of my grandparents' home. I then grow up essentially at their home. We then lived next door to that home for years and years and years. We lived there. Those homes have long since been bought and sold a few times. I would give anything to go to the foot of that property with a metal detector
and find it
and try to find his tin with army men in it.
913-586-7798.
Probably a couple of dead dogs and my dead cat.
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry.
On
they're buried there too.
586-7798.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.